Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hi, this is Carol Tobias, President of National Right to Life and host of Pro-Life Perspective. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas this week with our loved ones, we are re-airing our series of episodes featuring abortion survivor Melissa Oden's testimony at our annual convention this past June. From all of us at National Right to Life, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Today on Pro-Life Perspective, we look further at the story of Melissa Oden, who spoke to the prayer breakfast at our annual National Right to Life convention in June. She shared with us the physical effects she underwent because of the abortion procedure she endured. Melissa Oden survived what is called a saline infusion abortion. This type of abortion can be done once enough amniotic fluid is present. Essentially, a long needle injects a strong salt solution through the mother's abdomen into the baby's sac. The baby swallows this fluid and is poisoned by it. It also acts as a corrosive, burning off the outer layer of skin. It normally takes over an hour for the baby to die from this. Within 24 hours, labor will usually set in and the mother will give birth to a dead or dying baby.
But it was in August of 1977 that my biological mother entered St. Luke's Hospital in Sioux City, Iowa, to undergo that saline infusion abortion. And when my biological mother entered that hospital, the saline infusion abortion started, and it took place over 5 days. I was bathed in that toxic salt solution that was discussed earlier over that 5-day period. I should have been scalded to death while I was still in my mother's womb. The baby literally convulses in the body of the mother before it is delivered dead. And on the 5th day of the procedure, my biological mother thought she was going to give birth to her dead child. Certainly the medical professionals believed so also. And when she went to the hospital on that 5th day, I was delivered in bed. And I was left for dead. Understandably so. And from what I've been told, as the nurse was tending to my biological mother, she looked over and realized that I was making small movements with my body and gasping for breath. And that's when the medical professionals realized that I had been aborted, but I was born alive. I hear all of the time, typically in mainstream media, people say things like, "She can't be the child who was aborted. She must be a woman who had an abortion." I understand that. I understand that. Because you wouldn't know it by looking at me today, but at the time I weighed 2 pounds, 14 ounces. I literally fit in the palm of people's hand. I slept in a shoebox. I suffered from severe respiratory problems. I had severe liver problems. I suffered from seizures for an extended period of time. Because of that toxic salt solution and what it was starting to do to me, I lost a lot of blood. And so I required multiple blood transfusions. If you come tonight, you'll get to see some pictures of me when I was an infant and I was in the incubator. And what you'll see is that I was shaved on my head from temple to temple because I was too weak to suck from a bottle. And so I was fed intravenously through a line in my head for an extended period of time. And I know when people hear those things, looking at me, you just couldn't guess it. But the hardest part, I think, for so many people in our world, especially those who are apathetic to abortion, is that if you look at me and realize that I was one of those children who were supposed to lose their life from abortion, then people have to admit that those 53 million other children, just like me, who have lost their lives, could have been standing here this morning. And should be standing here.
Stay tuned for more of Melissa Oden tomorrow on Pro-Life Perspective. Next time, we will hear what Melissa had to say about life after she found out the reality of her birth. To listen to the entire address to the 2011 National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.